We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Tzadivav. B'tet Adam kol zot elibo b'met uvtamim itbonen bina yair lefanam nitiv ha'met ki ru'u l'adam shlo yaleh al ruchosh umchefetz limashech achar ha'nehima. When a person thinks about this idea, when he really connects to this idea that everything we have is a gift, and so we shouldn't be striving for things that we don't have, so then a person doesn't spend time searching after amenities. Ki mi asher gamal oto metziuto b'li afzarato, hu yivchar lo et hatov lenafsho mibaladei atzato uvchirato. Achar sheitbarer etzlo ki hu itbarach ohev umishtakek lo leitiv livuav, yoter al tshukat habruim atzmam. It's like a child that realizes that his parent is taking really good care of him. So he knows that if his parent doesn't give him sweets every day, then obviously it's not good for him. And by the same token, a person can live that balanced life where he realizes that if there are things that are beyond his reach, he doesn't have to go crazy trying to attain them, because the one who has given him his existence without begging him for it, he also chooses what's good for him. He doesn't need our input. And when you realize that he loves you more than a person loves himself, he doesn't need your advice. He doesn't need your help, and he doesn't need your recommendations. When a person takes note of this, then a person realizes that he shouldn't be focused and chasing after all different amenities in this world. So here there's this fine balance at our stage of the game where we're interested in the amenities of life. So then we should talk to God about that. He's talking about the giants of the Jewish people that have attained that level where they could really connect with the realization that Hashem is doing what's best for a person. Okay, how many do you have in each generation? He's sharing with us something that's way, way beyond our level. אבל הגמולות אשר עבו עליך הם היו לזיכרון בין עיניך וראית אותם וזכרתם על רעיוניך תמיד כי לא התחלת עוד לשלם בעד הגמולות האלה. But a person should remember all the good things he had, and he should realize that he hasn't started paying back for all the good that he's had in his life. Very often it's the other way around. We remember the different difficulties. You know, when I was a kid, how many kids tell their parents, I wanted this and you didn't give it to me? We remember all kinds of things that we were disappointed by our parents or hurt by our parents. But how often do we remember the good that our parents did to us? The same applies to God. Very often we can remember the times when we didn't have what we needed. But all the times that we did have what we needed, that we don't remember. Ask a person if he remembers the days he didn't have a coat. If he remembers the times he was at the dentist and it hurt. If he remembers the time he broke his hand. We remember painful things in life, but do we bother remembering how many days we had a coat? How many days we spent not at the dentist? How many meals we were able to eat without having any pain?
Yeah.
You do? That's great. Okay, so that's, he says, a person, if he thinks about that, he'll realize he hasn't started showing appreciation for what he's had. As the prophet in Micha says, how do I begin showing my thanks to the God in heaven? As tiyashgachat abroit barach alecha leitiv achitcha, kasher yadanu asher machshevet mala omedet minegen machshevot ha'adam, kasher tir'e migi'ut v'shiflut. The thought, the place where your thoughts are, that really affects the world, and if a person can live with that appreciation, then he merits a higher level of hashgacha pratit. Kema'amar mashpil ge'im u'magbeh shefalim. The verse says, we say it in prayer, Hashem puts down the haughty ones and uplifts the humble ones. Ken im adam mevakesh ligmilut ligmulot le'atid, abroit parach yidrosh mimenu ba'ad ha'avar. If a person keeps thinking about what he'd like in the future, so God says, wait a second, let's talk about the things you haven't yet paid up from your past. You come to the makolet and you ask for more credit, so he says, wait a second, let's talk about the past credit you haven't paid up. Whereas if a person is worried and he's thinking, how am I going to cover the debts I have for the past, all the good I've received, how am I going to show appreciation for that? So then Hashem says, let's figure out how much more good we could give the person. And then you have a situation of truth, of honesty, and righteousness that goes before a person. So think of a makolet owner. If you come to him each time and you say, you know, I want to figure out, I have a debt by you, so today I could pay back 10 shekel. And I'll get there. And what's the makolet owner going to say? That's so nice. Okay, you could take more credit and you'll pay back in time. You come to the makolet owner and you want to take more credit and you ignore your past debt. So he says, hey buddy, what are you taking more credit for? We never dealt with your past debt. Hashem says, if you're focused on how much good you've had and how you can repay for that, so to speak, how a person should have appreciation for that, so then Hashem focuses on how much more good he could do for a person. If a person's focused on how much more good he'd like and he forgets how much good he's had, so Hashem says, wait a second, have you paid up for all the good you've had?